half an hour later. What had been mystery and puzzlement had been revealed as tragedy. At the same time the serpent in the Offworlders' camp was coiling to strike at Han, 5 more Kodashi Vipers were preparing to strike elsewhere in the camp, all in the Broken Columns area. One had been speared before striking, but the other 4 had been successful. 4 men, all winners of various events at these games, had been poisoned, had suffered agonizing pain from the serpent's neurotoxins, and had died within minutes. Gone were the winners of the speeder bike race, the wrestling, the long foot race, and the spear throw, all for those without arts. Within minutes, a man of the Broken Columns, bearded, burly, dressed in tan leather vest and kilt, moved out of the gap between the 2 camps, only meters from the Offworlders' campfire, and began to shout,
"It was them!"
His voice, grating and deep, was loud enough to carry to every corner of the camp. He pointed into the center of the reigning leaves encampment.
"They say they want to unite, but they mean they want us as slaves again. They'll kill any man who stands above the rest."
"Liar!"
That was Firin, trainer of Rancors. She ran out into the gap between camps, redness and an expression of anger suffusing her face. She charged the shouting man, and despite his effort to twist away, struck him an open palm blow to the chest. The impact took the man off his feet and sent him to the ground. Ben headed that way. Women and men from all over the campsite also moved in the direction of the altercation. The bearded man, despite the raw power of the blow that had taken him down, rolled away from Firin and stood in a single graceful motion. Though somewhat bent over from the obvious pain in his chest, he was fully functional, and his hand fell on the hilt of his sheathed knife. Ben put on a burst of speed, though his experience slowed down as his sense of time distorted. In what seemed like exaggerated slow motion, the man drew his knife, which had a double-edged blade that was probably 30 centimeters long. He held his left hand, his empty hand, before him, his knife hand drawn back as he stepped toward Firin. And then Ben was upon them. He drew his lightsaber, ignited it, and struck all in a single motion. The glowing blade hit the man's knife just ahead of the crossguard. The noise of energy blade meeting steel was almost musical as the lightsaber sheared the knife in half. Ben deactivated his weapon and took half a step back before the bearded man and Firin could even react. The bearded man, stunned, looked down at his ruined weapon. Firin, her angry expression unchanged, now kept an eye on Ben and drew away from him. Luke was there too, all of a sudden in their midst. When he spoke, his voice was nowhere near as loud as the bearded man's, but it seemed to carry just as far.
"Tell me, who thinks for the Broken Columns?"
Onrushing Dathomiri were now skidding to a halt. Eager a moment ago to mix it up with other tribesmen, they seemed far more wary of assaulting armed Jedi. One man cried out,
"What do you mean, who thinks for us? You mean who speaks for us?"
"No."
There was considerable scorn in Luke's voice.
"Clearly this man speaks for you. It's just as clear that he doesn't think at all."
"I spoke the truth."
The bearded man hurled the knife hilt down between them.
"No man of the Broken Columns would send Vipers against us, killing our own champions. It was them."